The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We have the pleasure now of being joined by Mark Lotter. He's Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary and joining us at yet another busy week for the White House. Mark, I know that the President of the United States and the Vice President had dinner together last night at the Naval Observatory. Do you have any sense of what was within the contents of their conversations last night?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Sure.
This was the Vice President, Mrs. Pence's opportunity to invite the President and Mrs. Trump over for dinner. It was merely just a social event for them, and the ability to get together and have a nice meal. I know the Second Lady had been doing some renovations and a little bit of redecorating over at the Naval Observatory, so this is a chance now that it was done to have them over for dinner and just spend a nice evening together.
We probably discussed a little politics, but that's all right. That's their job. Additionally, Tech Week, this is a big push by the White House this week, and there were a bunch of tech CEOs that came over on Monday to meet with various members of the administration. What were you hoping to accomplish with that? I heard some stuff about making the government more efficient. What does that all mean?
Well, and as the president said earlier this week, America, you know, should be the global leader in government technology, just like we are in technology in our everyday lives. Unfortunately, government has not kept up with technological changes and innovations, and really, it's the American people that are suffering when they're having to deal with websites and phone lines that are not up to date and offering the same kind of convenience, the same kind of services that many people come to expect in just their everyday lives and retail shopping. So this is an opportunity to bring the biggest leaders in tech together. Together to talk about what can we do as a United States government to upgrade our systems, to upgrade our infrastructure, and really deliver better services to the American people.
What I found interesting about Tech Week, not like Shark, you guys need a really cool logo like Shark Week, though, the president was meeting with some very well-known people, you know, CEOs of Apple and Google and Microsoft and Amazon, names that everyone knows. These people also were very anti-Trump during the election, and we know a lot of them contributed very heavily to the race that was just held in Georgia to defeat the Republican. How do they work with the president when we know that they have campaigned against him?
Mark, is Mark there?
I thought it was my headset. Did we lose him? I think we lost him. Yeah, we lost him.
Huh.
Speaking of upgrading the technology in the government, there you go. We need better cell phones.
We're going to try and reconnect with Mark here. It's an interesting week for the White House while we attempt to do that. It's an interesting week for the White House for a number of reasons. We've also got this health care bill that we're expecting to see at any moment because we could, I think, have it released as early as tomorrow. So let's see. Mark, are you back with us?
Yes. Okay. What happened there?
Excellent.
Well, speaking of upgrading the technology in the government, so I was asking you how these tech giants, Apple, Google, Microsoft, all these CEOs who campaigned against the president, and then we know put some big money into the special election in Georgia to defeat the Republican. It was seen as a referendum on the president. How do they now go to Washington, D.C., sit at a table with him and try to work with him?
That's one of the great things about America, though. Outside of necessarily Washington, D.C. and the partisan politics of the Beltway, most Americans, regardless of how they might feel politically or which candidate they may support or seek to defeat, at the end of the day, once the election is over, everyone comes together, we get to work, and we do what Americans have done for our entire history, and that we get to work and we do the things that need to be done. That's what you're seeing in terms of corporate leaders, technology leaders, despite what their partisan leanings and support might be. Once the election is over, it's time to get to work and do the right thing for the American people. We probably need more of that inside of Washington, D.C., but we're seeing that, and that's what Americans do across the country. And I think that's what you're seeing under the leadership of President Trump, is that we're bringing people together, even those who may not have agreed with us back during the campaign cycle, to get things done.
All right, we're talking with Mark Lauder, the vice president's press secretary. You know, the health care bill is expected now to roll out tomorrow, Thursday. The Senate is now being reportedly going to introduce their legislation, and we'll be able to see it in public for the first time. Can you give us a sense? We know that the vice president and the president of the United States have been involved in talking with senators about this bill. How much input did the White House have in crafting the Senate's version of this legislation?
What I think you're seeing is that the president has laid out some very clear goals that he has for health care reform and repealing and replacing Obamacare. At the end of the day, he's looking to make sure that the American people have lower premiums, better access, and actually better coverage. When it comes to the details of exactly how you get there, that's where the lawmakers are coming in. That's what you're seeing through the House-passed bill. You'll see legislation coming out of the Senate later this week. And if what I'm reading is correct, maybe a vote as early as next week. But what you're seeing there is in the broad principles that the president has laid out. Now it's up to the legislative branch, the lawmakers, to come together and go, how do we fix this problem and deliver on the promise that the president and many Republicans have made to the American people?
We know the Democrats are going to vote against anything they come up with. The Republicans could come up with the cure for cancer, make it free in the health care bill, and Democrats will vote against it. So we know you're not going to get any Democratic votes on this. There's a problem, though, with the Republicans, because you have the House Freedom Caucus. You have people like Rand Paul who are going to be against this from the get-go because they think it just gives away too much. It's just too many benefits in it. How do Republicans get this passed?
Well, I think you put your finger on it right there as well. It's unfortunate that, you know, going back into May, Senator Chuck Schumer demanded that Republicans back off of repealing and replacing Obamacare before the Democrats would even come to the table. And so, you know, I'm a little shocked that they're outraged that they're not involved in this process when they basically removed themselves from this process and refused to participate and lift one finger to help the president and Republicans fix a failing system. At the end of the day, though, what you'll see is Republicans coalesce around some of those broad ideas where we can get agreement, where we can build a consensus and deliver on that promise to the American people. There might be a few people who would prefer a little bit more of this or a little bit less of that, but at the end of the day, Republicans will come together because they know they've been talking about this for 7 years. The president campaigned on this, and this is something that the American people expect, and one of the reasons why they sent Donald Trump to the White House was to fix this problem because it is failing. And when you look at it from the impact on real Americans, not just data and not just, this is having a real impact on Americans in Delaware, Michigan, Maine, New Hampshire, all 30% plus rate increases for next year. The vice president was with a woman in Wisconsin a few weeks ago whose Obamacare premiums cost more than her mortgage, and her family's $13,000 deductible means that she might as well not even have insurance. She says, I can't even afford to use my insurance. So what good is it that I may have an insurance card when it doesn't really do any good for me and my family? Those are the kinds of things that Republicans are trying to address. And under the leadership of the president, we're going to get that done.
Yeah, absolutely. This idea that just because insurance equals coverage doesn't. Insurance doesn't equal health care.
Yeah, especially when the costs are restrictive. Mark Lauder, the press secretary for the vice president of the United States. Mark, thanks so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. All right. So you just heard from Mark. That's pretty good. And all about healthcare week. Actually, no, sorry. Tech week and this pending healthcare bill. It was a nice visit by Mark Lauder.
Absolutely.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.